Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Welfare. Stop trying that. I don't work. on that. They don't understand me. They don't know where I'm at. I don't work. That's what I want. Well, can't you understand that, man? But I'm just for me. Stuck where I'm at. No work, work, that's what I want.
Hey everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right.
That's right. It's that time again for Generation Annihilation here till 1 o'clock with your host, Aaron. Yes, Generation Annihilation up at the University of British Columbia, broadcasting on the dial 101.9 FM and streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. Got a very busy show for you today. Got a couple of cool things to debut and a couple showcases. Actually, paying some homage to the late Randall Desmond Archibald, also known as Randy Rampage. Yes, he played in the original DOA lineup. He played on the early EPs, Hardcore 81, Something Better Change. And yeah, he rejoined a couple of times in the early 2000s and in 2012. Yeah. And he also played in a metal band called Annihilator, a band called Stress Factor 9. Wasn't too long ago that I saw him playing with his band Rampage, playing with DOA at the Rickshaw Theater, and later for a book release launch for Chris Walters' book, I Survived DOA. And so I'm glad I got to see that. And I'm going to share an anecdote with you about Randy Rampage, who passed away last week. First of all, he was a natural born rocker. He was a crazy stage man. And, the first time I ever saw Randy Rampage, he was playing in a band called Ground Zero in 1985. I was 12 years old then, and it was at a bar called Bob's Cabaret on King George Highway in 108th in Surrey, BC. They did an Avengers cover. I didn't know who the Avengers were then. I'd heard of DOA. But, yeah, they were more of a rock band. They were more of a kind of like an AC/DC-type hard rock band. But, yeah, him and Brad Kent, another early member of DOA who is no longer with us, were in the band, and it was really cool. And yeah, Randy Rampage, there wasn't a lot of people there, maybe 50 people. Randy Rampage was just going crazy, jumping off the stage and running onto tables. And yeah, he was really wild, man. And shortly after that gig, I went to WrestleMania 2 at the Pacific Coliseum. This was a closed circuit event showcasing three major wrestling events at several different places. And sitting next to me was Randy Rampage. I was a 12-year-old kid at the time, and I looked over at him. I was with two friends who were my age who had no idea who the guy was. And I was like, yeah, you're Randy Rampage. And he was a really cool guy. He was by himself, and he talked to us kids for, you know, the whole, you know, between the duration of the wrestling matches and stuff. And about a good 10 years later, in my early 20s, I was down by Salisbury Drive waiting for some friends to come home who I was going to visit. And he was there in a truck, and I sat there and I talked to him for a good length of time. At the very end of the conversation, I said, I introduced myself, and I said, and I know you don't remember, but I actually did meet you once before. And he said, yeah, wasn't it at some wrestling events when you were, you know, like a good 10 years ago, you were maybe 12 years old? And I was just flabbergasted that he remembered me. He goes, yeah, it's crazy the photographic memory I have. People couldn't believe that that I would remember them when I was on tour in Annihilator in the 80s, that I remembered them at certain specific places while being on tour with DOA. So, yeah, that's my Randy Rampage story. Rock and peace, brother. We're going to be showcasing an act featuring another very old member of the punk community that's still around. I'm talking about Fear and Leaving, and I'm going to get into that in a bit. But first of all, I'm going to get into some. We're going to get into some new material here. This is a band from Ontario, and they're called Decade, And yeah, they played the Have a Good Laugh Fest recently, and this is from a release that came out last year. It's a demo release on Run State Tapes, and this is a game. This is a track called "The Deadly Game of Make Believe" on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Thank you.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
From Extreme Noise Terror, you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah! All right, I forgot to mention at the start of today's show, we heard two tracks featuring the late Randy Rampage, who local long-running legendary now musician, local Vancouver celebrity. We've heard two tracks with him. We heard from his debut, or from a record that came out in 1980, a solo record of his. We heard a track called Cheap Tragedies. That's an Avengers song. And then we heard DOA from their sophomore release, Hardcore 81, with a track that he wrote and sang called I Don't Give a Shit. So, in that last set, we started things off with Decade, an act from Ontario, and the track we heard was called, what did we hear? The Deadly Game of Something or Another. Yeah. Like I said, that's a demo of theirs, came out last year on Run State Records. And we followed with No War, a new act from Montreal, Quebec, from a new demo of theirs. We heard a track called Between Two Deaths. And from Boston, Massachusetts, Option from the We're All Afraid release. We heard a track called The Hour of Action. And we heard a brand new track from The Parasites from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. A track called Boxed In. And this is from an EP that's coming out this month. And we followed with Despair, a Vancouver act who were around in the year 2015 from a recent release called Visions of the Inferno. We heard a track called Never Ending Hell. Bass player for that band was Jeff the Foe Craft, and we heard one of his new bands, Dead Hunt, after the track called Nails of Ice, and they're from Portland, Oregon. And from a 2018 demo release from Halifax, Nova Scotia's Zygome, we heard a track called Mass Extinction. So right about now, we are going to get into a showcase of the legendary Fear. Fear will be playing Seattle this Saturday with leaving and original members Derv Scratch and Philo Kramer, or Philo Kramer and who's in this new lineup? Yeah, Philo Kramer and Spit Sticks, original drummer and lead guitar player, will be joining Leaving, celebrating 40 years of Fear. So yeah, for those of you that don't know, Fear are a very controversial band, very offensive. If you don't believe me, Google up the footage of decline of the Western civilization, and you can see how uproarious they are and how insulting they are towards the crowd and everyone out there. Yeah, Fear destroyed Saturday Night Live. They formed in 1977 from Los Angeles, California. The singer Lee James Capilaro, also known as Lee Ving, probably only known as most people as Lee Ving. Yeah, he was born in Philadelphia, and he played in a blues band down there that backed up lots of famous names like Cream and stuff. But then he moved to LA in 1977. And that's when he formed Fear. And he's a very controversial figure. Some of the lyrics could be taken as quite sexist, quite homophobic. I'm not sure if some of the lyrics were tongue in cheek. Nobody ever knows. And they were known as being kind of very patriotic. Although that bit could also be tongue in cheek because they played against the Rock Against Reagan festival in the 80s with DOA and the Crucifix and other bands like that. So yeah, let's just say that you know, maybe their lyrics weren't written from their standpoint, but yeah, their music was great. They were very technical. They were jazz oriented musicians. At least Philo Kramer and Spit Sticks were, and Derv Scratch, the original lineup that you can see in Decline of Western Civilization. That lineup actually is the first record, and they formed in the 70s with bassist Derv Scratch, and they recruited guitar player Bert Good and drummer Johnny Backbeat, and it wasn't until just shortly after those two left the band and Philo Kramer and Spit Sticks joined the force, and the force known as Fear. Yeah, Fear have had several albums out kind of intermittently. The singer leaving... He was he was good friends with John Belushi, and after John Belushi saw the Western decline of Western civilization, he invited Fear to play a soundtrack on their on a movie that never was, or a movie that was, but they were never on it, called Neighbors. And to make up for it, he said, "Hey, I'll get you guys a TV appearance on Saturday Night Live." So Fear in 1981. Played in Saturday Night Live, and they invited a bunch of their friends, Ian McKay from Minor Threat, Tesco V from the Meat Men, Harley Flanagan and John Joseph from the Cro-Mags, John Brandon from Negative Approach, and a bunch of their crew came down to dance at the show, and the band said, the show said, "Well, we're not going to have dancers." And John Belushi said, "No, I want to be one of the dancers. Please let me be one of the dancers." So sure enough, it was a crazy slam dancing affair. Fear said, "Hey, it's great to be in New Jersey." Somebody yelled in the microphone, "Fuck you, New York!" And they did their anthem, "New York's All Right, If You Like Saxophones." And there was a good $20,000 worth of damage to the equipment at Saturday Night Live. Some piano was damaged, and After the Saturday Night Live appearance, the New York Post contacted Fear, and they said, "Is it possible that you guys caused over $20,000 worth of damage?" He goes, "Hell no, we had caused $400,000 worth of damage." And he said, "Because we're professionals." So yeah, let's get into the showcase of Fear going back to 1978, original EP of theirs. This is a track called "I Love Living in the City." Here we go.
Yeah. low down skakadoo. And it's the same in a homo sap. Homo sap! Homo sap, my baby, just about. To just about the low down skakadoo.
Refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
All right, the show you're listening to is Generation Annihilation, and we're showcasing the legendary Fear classic act originally from Los Angeles, California, and we started things all off with the track from their 1978 7-inch single, I Love Living in the City, and then we heard a track from the Paradise studio recordings, Let's Have a War. That one showed up on their debut album after the record. And after Let's Have a War, we heard from a track from the Decline of the Western Civilization movie, which came out in 1981. Heard a track called I Don't Care About You. And like I said, check out the live footage of that. Check out the footage, and you might just be offended yourself. Followed with a track from the records going back to 1982. We heard a track called Beef Bologna, and we heard another track from that record, Give Me Some Action. So yeah, after that record came out, leaving singer from Fear, he got the role in a bunch of movies. He was in the movie Flashdance. He was in a bunch of other movies as well later on. Another popular one was Clue. He was in a movie briefly called Streets of Fire. That was in 1984. And then in 1985, he came back with Fear with a slightly different lineup and recorded a record called More Beer.
some cold ones way down here in the bottom.
No.
It's winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, showcasing Fear. Fear, a classic band originally from Los Angeles, California. We started things off with a track from title track from their 1985 release called More Beer. That came out on Restless Records, and what a great record it was. Followed with a recording going back to 1991 on Restless Records. This was a live CD, live at a radio station. And yeah, they're dumbed right down in this thing. They can't, you know, it's American radio, so they couldn't, I don't know, after destroying Saturday Night Live, I don't think they could pull the same thing off at a radio station in the early 90s without being cut off the air or anything. So yeah, but this is a really good recording, 19 tracks of classic Fear. And about that time, Fear broke up and leaving, moved to Texas, and he he was playing with a bunch of members called Leaving's Army, which turned into Fear again, who released a record in 1995 called Have Another Beer with Fear. And yeah, this is a really good record. I saw the Fear around this time, and yeah, they were awesome. And this one has lots of fast punk, hardcore punk on this record. Yeah, and then we followed with a track from American Beer, release that came out in 2001. I saw them in 2001, came out on Hall of Records, and Fear returned in 2012 to re-record the record with a Fear lineup that was going then. But as I said, the classic Fear lineup of Leaving, Spitsticks, and Philo Kramer are coming to Seattle playing the Showbox next Saturday with Channel 3, and it'll be a good one. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed this showcase on Fear. You can check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com, and, yeah, like our playlists and that kind of stuff. We're going to leave you with one more track from the late Randy Rampage. Yeah. This is from, this will take us nicely in a power chord, going back to 1989. This is a metal band he fronted and did an album with called Annihilator. And this is a track called Allison Hell. Allison Hell, yes. Power chord up next with Serena.
Looking for you. chaos in your mind, crying out you lost it all. It isn't worth a dime. Ow! Your mind begins to fold. Ow! Aren't you going cold? Ow! What are you looking for? Ow! Soon I'll close the door.
Die!